And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the studio with Captain Ryan Bostian, Mr. Yellowtail from the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. And, boy, we're having a good time.
Yeah, crazy. What a great time and busy morning on the phone. So much cool information coming out about fishing on board that great San Diego. Just a fun time here this morning for sure.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, crazy thing, too, is C4 Sport Fishing, where Ryan operates out of. What a great landing that is, huh?
The best.
The guys do such a great job.
Everyone that works in that office is passionate about it. You know, you're not going to call down there and get some guy that's never fished and can't answer your questions.
Yeah.
John sets the standard up there. He works 7 days a week.
Yeah, right.
He's always there. And, you know, when the leader is like that, the rest of the guys follow. So it's a great place.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that restaurant next door.
Oh, man. If you haven't tried that place yet, give it a shot. Corey is doing a phenomenal job over there. They make a fish burrito they call it the burrito. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Burrito chingon or something like that.
Yeah.
And you can add whatever protein you want to it, either fish, shrimp. I've done it with the shrimp and the fish. Phenomenal.
Really?
No kidding.
Phenomenal.
That's good.
Very good
dope.
Food. Yeah, very good food.
So it's a good spot for sure. Well, hey, you don't forget, we're giving away.
Oh, I haven't forgot,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, we're giving away a great prize today.
Yeah, not only are we having so much fun talking with Ryan, but boy, a great opportunity. Again, if you haven't had an opportunity to call through, you got a question for Ryan, 833-288-0973. That not only gives you access to talk to the man himself, but also a shot at winning a great prize. And as we talked about earlier today, two lucky callers will win a full-day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. You're going to get your opportunity to get in on all the fun. You know, you keep hearing all these accolades from all these people, and it's very well-deserved because it's one of the very best boats in the fleet. And we're giving away two spots to get to go fishing at the end of the show today. Again, 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Well, let's continue our catch report with our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. How's the fishing?
You know, Pete, we've got some uneven weather, but we're going to look at trends, you know, over the last few weeks, and things are really improving. Like I said, uneven weather, but we had the first Grunion Run last week, and, you know, the Grunion Run, that's usually the kickoff for the spring, and we're seeing some signs here of spring in a few different ways. Wiley's held an Uptown Derby last week, and the group reported solid barred perch fishing on a number of Oxnard and Ventura beaches. Point Magoo was also another good spot. Most anglers reported limits of fish from half to 1.5 pounds. The top catch in the Derby winner was 1-pound, 10-ounce fish taken on a ghost shrimp off Magoo. The second best fish went 1-pound, 8 ounces, was taken on an MS Anchovy Flash Minnow. The guy said a few of the fish were ripe, so that's a sign the spawn is underway, and that's a fantastic sign. Just Fishing reported 2 striped bass, a 6- and a 5-pounder taken off Dockweiler there, and we have ideal conditions for striped bass right now, rainy weather, the creeks are running, and, you know, those fish have a nose for those creek mouths. Big Fish at Seal Beach reported improved halibut fishing along Sunset, Surfside, Shoreline Drive. The Grunion ran in there, so there's been a lot of bait in the shallows. Lots of short fish, but still plenty of legals in the mix there. Flash minnows, crocodiles, best on the beaches. Drop shot, zoom flukes, best on the sheltered waters. Hogan's and Dana Point reported some good yellowfin croaker fishing on last week's strong tides. Lugworms have been the top bait there. Doheny, the Pier, Riviera's good places to look. Pacific Coast and Oceanside reported improved halibut fishing in the lagoons and on the beaches. Last week's Grunion Run really picked things up. You know, still lots of shorts, but still some legal fish in there. One angler stuck 2 legal fish off South Carlsbad on a Salt Pro Minnow. Blue Water also reported good fishing off Ponto and Del Mar, and I'm telling you, this is a fishy area right now. In the last 2 weeks, several legal halibut, four striped bass, two orange mouth, all taken in that little stretch right there. The guys told me the smelt and the grunion ran real strong in there, and that's always, you know, if you can identify those grunion beaches, you're going to find some fishy areas. The grunion also ran along Mission Beach there. So, coincidentally, I penned a piece in Western Outdoor News about fishing for halibut and selecting your lures based on conditions or where you fish, and we got a lot of information there, so you want to check that out. And then one final thing, a bunch of guys sent me some photos of the trash on the beach, Pete, and gosh, man, I tell you, you're going to go down to the beach, throw a little plastic bag in your backpack or in your waist belt and take some of that trash off the beach.
It's absolutely.
Not, you know, it's not us, but that's our responsibility.
Keep it clean.
That's right. That's
sure. Well, that's good,
good stuff, Randy.
Yeah, really good stuff. And time to go surf fishing because it's that time of the year. That spring spawn is on, and you heard it right from the man, Gundy Gunderson, right?
That's it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Gundy.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy, appreciate the report very much. All right, well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Ryan. Let's jump back into it, talk to Matt. He's calling us from Newport Beach this morning. Hi, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I have two questions. Looks like I'm going to have lots of time. First question, Ryan, how do you think the crowds are going to be compared to normal? And the second question, I'm going to strip all the mono off of about 10 or 12 reels I have, mostly Torium 20s or Pin Fathom 30s. What kind of line do we anticipate for the full day and the day and a half trips?
For your question on the crowds, I think our crowds are going to be down, honestly. Just, you know, the virus, unfortunately, is affecting everybody. So I think our crowds are going to be down, and they have been down. So many people watch the fish counts now so closely that the second we have a big day on Yellowtail, though, Yellowtail, they will show up the very next day, and it'll go from being very slow to very busy. So,
but that's an example, like that day that you had when Captain Bob Fletcher was there, and you had 15 people on the boat, and he caught as many Yellowtail as you wanted, and the next day, how many people do you have on the boat?
We had I think we were sold out right at capacity.
So, and you didn't catch that many.
And we didn't catch that many.
So
it's
that
very
shows
common.
You don't, sometimes
very, very
watching
common.
The fish counts isn't always best way, right?
A lot of times. Yeah, a lot of times. And as far as spooling up your reels, it's, you know, 40-pound monofilament can do almost everything at the Coronado Islands this time of year. When we start, when the fish start getting shallower and closer to the structure like we talked about, then you're going to want to have a 25-pound fly line bait rod. That's the line size that we like to fly line with down there a lot, is 25-pound. It's strong enough where you can put plenty of pressure on them, yet light enough where you can fly line those smaller sardines that we've had in the last few years. So a 25-pound rod, a 40-pound outfit, and you're good to go.
All right. There you go. Doesn't take much, does it? Yeah. And if with your 40-pound, if you need to yo-yo, you can yo-yo with that.
It can double as your rock cod outfit. Uh-huh. A 40-pound outfit with a Trinidad 20 or 30 is very versatile. It can do a lot. It can land a 100-pound bluefin if we see them. It can do a lot.
And you can use the same rig to catch a 100-pound bluefin or a 3-pound red.
Absolutely.
And everything in between.
Absolutely.
There you go, Matt. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to John. John's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Just out here in the garage wrapping a fishing rod. But my question was to Ryan. What are the chances we'll get albacore this year?
I don't know.
The A word.
Yes. Man, there's some guys that follow that really closely, you know. And for me, I'm not one of them. I'm not going to give you some answer that, you know, that I don't stand behind. And so I don't know. I really don't. I'll welcome them if they show up.
Right?
I'm excited. I'm excited to fish for those things with the new tackle that we have now.
Yeah, totally.
With the flat balls and the Colt snipers and the Spectra and you know all the stuff. The little tiny powerful reels.
I was going to say, how about fly lining with a Trinidad 14 instead of a 220?
You know, absolutely.
Like, you're actually going to be able to catch fish and not have to replace drags every other trip.
Yes.
And like,
yes. I am excited to use the newer tackle on on an albacore.
Someday it'll happen.
It will happen.
No doubt.
It could be this year. But in the meantime, we'll take bluefin.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shucks. Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Take 100-pound bluefin.
I'll take that in March.
For
in
sure.
March.
All right, John. Thanks a lot for the call.
I mean, keep in mind, we always talk about all those Bill Poole days. Like, it was always, we'd start looking for tuna on the 4th of July weekend.
Right.
Think how far away July 4th is from us right now. And in these last few years, we've been pretty consistently having an opportunity at catching a tuna in March and April and May and June. And you think about the old school albacore years when we didn't start doing that until July. Like, well, we'll take this just fine.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Hey, I wanted to bring your attention to our new look on our letstalkhookup.com, our webpage there. Letstalkhookup.com. We've got a new look. It's updated. It's faster now and looking good. All our social media links are up on the top there, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, right up at the very top of the page. And our shop page is still in full operation and stuff. So check out the new look, letstalkhookup.com. And, of course, right there, you can also download the Let's Talk Hookup app right on that page right there onto your smartphone or your smart device, or just easily go on your smartphone or smart device. Go to the App Store or the Google Play Store. Download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's free, and you can do everything Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen live. You can listen to archives. You can take it with you wherever you go. Get with our social media, everything. It's the Let's Talk Hookup app is a very versatile thing, and everybody should have it.
You got it, man. Free and easy to use.
Yeah.
Well, the phones are packed up. Let's jump back into them. Let's talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. What's up, Rich? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. I originally called to talk yellowtail fishing with Ryan, but John Collins' report on the bass fishing inspired me to maybe give you a little bit of a report from my neck of the woods up here. I'm around Lake Nacimiento and Lopez and Lake San Antonio, and he would probably be bored to death here, but because we're not getting real big ones. I've only got I got my personal best this year. A spot was 5.15.
Wow,
but
that's a big spot.
For a spot, that's a big one. But we're not getting 10s and 12s like you guys, but we're getting numbers. Last Thursday, I went out. I got there 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and by sundown, I had 33 fish.
Wow.
So it's a great day, man.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. So let me get back to my yellowtail question. There are times we know about yellowtail that are under the boat, and only a few of them are going, and I wonder what kind of things I can do as a party boat angler to maybe have a little bit of an edge and be a little bit more successful as a yo-yo fisherman.
What a great question.
That is a good question, yeah, because there are a lot of tricks and little tips that guys can do, and a lot of yo-yo fishing is just stacking the odds in your favor, trying to spend more time in the zone than the guy next to you. That's one thing that I've always enjoyed about fishing on a sport boat is you're not only fishing against the fish, the challenge of the fish, but you also have to be better than the guy next to you. Otherwise, he's going to catch them, and you're not. It's something that happens a lot. And with yo-yo fishing, it's efficiency, just being efficient, spending as much time in the zone that they are at, more time than the guy next to you, and talking to the crew, super important. You don't want to spend any time when the yellowtail are underneath the boat, taking out a backlash or tying a connection or not, just not fishing, because the opportunities realistically are short to get a bite. They swim through us once or twice, and if you're not down there when that opportunity presents itself, you may have missed your only opportunity for the day. So just being efficient, fishing with gear that you're comfortable with. I see a lot of guys trying to do the Spectra to fluorocarbon thing, but they don't know how to tie connection knots, and that's fine. The crew members will do it for you, but it's not going to be as fast if you can do it yourself. You know, crew members might be gaffing fish. I would say stick with mono for yo-yo fishing. Maybe have a second outfit ready to go. That way, if you get your jig stuck on the bottom, you can break it off, grab your other outfit. Then when the boat's moving, looking for another school, you could be getting re-rigged again. You know, those are some things. And have...
It's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe have one outfit with a junior size yo-yo jig, and then another outfit with a heavier size yo-yo jig. The times that we like the junior size yo-yo jigs are when they are in deep water, yet they're extremely active, and they're willing to come up and boil. Those junior size, they flutter better and get bit on the sink. They're actually a fishier, you know, lure. Those full-size 6Xs, the heavier ones, they're kind of just straight down and straight up. You know, they're more about getting to the bottom first, and that's why they get bit. Where a junior size, you know, we've actually had guys get bit on those junior size, casting them and winding them across the surface. You know, they swim better. But sometimes it's not about that. Sometimes it's about being the first one down there, you know.
In the zone.
In the zone, yeah.
So what about Shimano flat falls for yellowtail? Do they work?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Those get down fast.
Right? They get down really fast, yeah. They're very effective. They're, for the style of fishing we're doing right now, you know, you have to dedicate to it. You have to kind of learn the cadence on how to... You have to be fully outfitted with the gear to fish one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they work. They get down really fast.
Yeah.
The thing I really like about those flat falls is when you get one pinned up, when you hook them, you got them on those hooks. You know? A lot of traditional yo-yo jigs fall out. You know, you'll hook a fish, the treble hook will fall
spinning
out.
Spinning coming up.
Lose a lot of fish at color. A lot of the fish, we gaff them, put them on the deck, the hook falls right out. They're just not hooked that good. You get one hooked on the flat fall, you could drag them back to the dock a lot of times. you got them.
That's cool.
That's what I really like about them.
I know this is a departure from what we were talking about with Rich's question on yellowtail, but you said a couple, you know, this was, you know, whether it was last year or the year before, that you thought that the best lingcod jig, you know, joke was a flat fall with a sardine.
It works so good. Yeah. It take a flat fall and put a sardine on it and drop it down. If there's lingcod around, he's going to grab it. He will find it. Yeah.
Wow.
It's obnoxious. It's down there in his face. It's wiggling. It's heavy. They love them.
That's so funny.
They love them.
Good tip. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Rich. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Jim? Jim calls from National City this morning. What's up, Jim? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. A couple of things I wanted to talk about today. Ryan, it's always good to talk to you, buddy.
Morning,
but
Jimmy.
Anyways, yeah. You know, I just want to mention, and I have mentioned it on this show before, the crew on that San Diego boat, man, oh, man, is it over the top good. And I got to speak about the whole crew, but a couple of guys in particular, I want to talk about your second ticket, Matt. That guy is excellent, man. That guy is an excellent skipper, excellent fisherman, and excellent person, you know.
Thank you.
Matt, I really appreciate that guy. All of them, Fisher, David, that whole crew is solid.
Yes, and we beat them regularly to keep them in shape. No, they're very, very good. Matt has grown up on the San Diego.
Yeah.
He came from the Fisherman's Landing tackle shop and he was in high school, right, Rick?
Yeah.
You guys worked together, and he's come from Fisherman's Landing and been on the San Diego ever since. We were filling out some paperwork for boat insurance the other day, and it came down to list the second captain's boating experience, and that was the easiest form I ever filled out.
Wow. Here.
He's worked on the San Diego and on the San Diego only. He knows every inch of that boat.
I think it just goes to show that the Fisherman's Landing rental room breeds the best yellowtail captains on the planet.
It
does. There's no doubt.
It does. I started there as well.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
No
yep.
kidding.
It's Gary White's fault.
Yeah.
How about that? Hey, Jim, thanks.
One other thing. Hello.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, one other thing. I got to talk about my good friend Doug, the cook there, who is an excellent cook and an excellent bass fisherman. You were talking about John Pollard.
Yes, he is.
And I'll tell you, Doug's a good friend of mine. Every minute that he is off that boat, it seems he's on some lake fishing.
Yes.
And I mean fishing from sunup to sundown. And so if you're on the San Diego and you want to talk to Doug about freshwater bass fishing, fine. But don't ask him when he has 40 cheeseburger orders.
I tell you, man.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Finding a cook for these sport boats is difficult, and Doug is a phenomenal one. It is really hard to stand down there in those galleys in choppy weather, and man, it's a very unique position, and Doug is as good as it gets.
That's cool. You have a great crew. And, hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for your FishDope.com or the Port with a Man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, the Catch Board, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Be sure to see the Fisherman's Processing and Fisherman's Pro the Market crew when they come to the Del Mar Show. I know that's going to be coming up again in the last weekend. It's April the 30th through May the 3rd, so we'll look forward to seeing those guys in. And in the meantime, you can definitely go down, check them out at their Liberty Station location, all of their spices, rub, smoked cheese, all of it available right now at their Liberty Station location. And it's been very fun following the Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros, the Market crew, on their social media accounts, kind of showing the transformation of their new location. We kind of saw some sneak peeks, and they showed them installing the new door and all that kind of stuff at the new spot. So very fun to watch the process go down. It's a very fun follow, and Kristen and Sean are always sharing recipes and the smoked rubs and things like that they're doing. So lots of good coming out of the Fisherman's Processing crew.
So check them out on Facebook or at fishermansprocessing.com. Good morning, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Ryan. Great show as always. Whenever Ryan's in there, I listen to the whole show because even I get to learn stuff from Ryan. So
thank you, Dave.
You that are listening to the show, you're lucky that you get to listen to Ryan. It's very special when he's in there. So what a
thanks,
you
Dave.
Are the man. I watching you perform out there with 900 boats following you around is something spectacular.
We just don't fight it. We just ignore them. That's what I tell Matt.
Dude,
ignore it because it's going to drive you crazy.
Know, in the days I ran sport boats, my gosh, that PA would have been humming. It would have been like an
army. Can't even imagine.
Did I watch
Dave?
You? No, I can't either. I watch Ryan and I'm just impressed every time. I see him spin around on a school, and there's 8 boats in the circle, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And then they're biting. How does he do that? But that's enough of that. Pete, Rick, was that spectacular, the amount of people that came to the show?
So much fun.
Come on.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was – we got to give a big shout-out to all the fishermen in Southern California. Thank you all for coming to the show. You made that show – so special. It's hard to even imagine the chaos that's going on right now because of how special. And it was just 1 week ago today, there were people everywhere at that show. It was spectacular. And thank you, everyone, for coming to the show. I can't tell you enough how special it was to see everybody out there braving the elements and going to the show and shaking hands with all the people I shook hands with. And then I didn't even get sick. It was amazing.
Good for you, Dave.
So,
that's cool. So, what about fishing?
Okay. Pete, I'm going to give out a really big secret right now.
Okay.
Catalina is the place to go lobster fishing right now.
Ooh.
This is the best week that we have. The end of the season has always been the best for me. Always. The animals are in their spawning mode and they're in the shallows. 15 to 20 feet of water, the key at Catalina right now. Get in there, get in the shallows, go catch some lobsters before Wednesday night. That's the key. And then over there at Catalina also, there's still really fun fishing for bonita. There's bonita all over the front side of the island. But it's the same problem that Ryan's talking about. We have no coverage over there, so you have an epic amount of sea lions. There is just so many sea lions at Catalina because there's no sport boats fishing the front side of the island. So as soon as you find that bonita, you get about 5 minutes on it, and then you got 18 or 20 sea lions on you, and you got to move again. But that quality of that bonita is that 5-pound bonita. So there's plenty to catch, and then everybody's been talking about rockfish fishing. Rockfish fishing's insane right now. It doesn't matter where, up or down the coast or the islands, with the amount of red crabs like Ryan was talking about, they're very active. You hit the bottom, come up five or six cranks. You don't have to lay your bait on the bottom. They're up high now. Fishing's good. Those reds love to climb high, so you get off the bottom five or six cranks. You get some nicer reds. So, and then look what's going on down below there with the Pacific Queen and the Tomahawk. Here comes that bluefin. Ryan, like you keep saying, any day now he's going to find that biomass. You got to go fishing, and you got to go fishing, and you got to go fishing. And you don't want to go the day after they bite. You want to go before they start biting. So you're the person that everyone's reading about. You don't want to be reading about somebody. You want to be the person that they're reading about. So make sure you go fishing.
No doubt, man. Well said, Dave. Well, certainly some great fishing going on, and awesome time, awesome opportunity to stay on that fishdope.com report. It's a, you know, it's a lot more important when there's not a giant network of boats out there to have fish dope to keep in touch with what's going on. And it's not only fishing reports, it's weather, it's what's going on, it's everything about it. You can save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20. And Dave, if somebody wants to keep in touch with you and your saltwater guide, how do we do it?
Guys, check my website out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. We teach you how to fish, and we teach you also to stop following Ryan. If you guys stop following him and start fishing for fish, you got a really good chance of catching fish. Stop following Ryan, start fishing for fish, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave. Job, appreciate the call. All right, appreciate that. And that fishdope.com report, your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen.
Yeah, the one of a kind.
Thank God.
He's passionate, man. I love it.
He is passionate for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones. We have some very patient callers.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck? Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning again, you guys.
Hey, Chuck.
Another wonderful day on this radio show.
Thank you.
You know, it's just great to have all this information, and then you go out on a boat like yours there, and it's all in tune from the people to the boat. When you're fishing a boat that's meant for fishing and it's got enough room for your gear, because you know we're bringing four or five rods because you got to have all this line size.
You have to It's hard to be prepared for every, you know, you might catch a 3-pound red snapper, you might catch a 200-pound bluefin tuna.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. It's hard.
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
Days.
You guys never cringe when me and my boy Chuck come up with 10, 11 rods. You know, you always have room.
Yep.
And it's just great. And I want to, you know, put out there, if anybody's got a fever and you got a boat that you got to go on, say, like, on your boat for a day, day and a half, I'm going to put my services out there. I'll go fishing for you and give you all the fish.
So what a guy.
Give me about an hour, and I'll be down there.
There you go. All right, Chuck. Well, that's very nice. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more great information, more with Captain Ryan Bostian. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com. freedomboat.com and find a dealer near you.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time this morning, talking fishing, talking fun. Dude, I'm so ready to go on that San Diego right now. This shows us such a great job.
Let's go to San Diego at a Seaforth Sport Fishing. Go fishing with Captain Ryan. Captain Matt, I mean, let's go.
I'm ready, buddy.
Yeah,
escape
indeed.
The madness. Yeah. You know, yeah. The ocean.
It's indeed time to go fishing. Hey, we got a special guest on the line right now, Mr. Michael Folks, our good buddy from Inside Sport Fishing. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Good morning, Pete, Rick. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing terrific, and Captain Ryan Boschin's here, too. And
Ryan, how are you, man?
Morning, Michael. How are you doing?
Booger, long time.
Yes, it's been a while.
Yes, indeed. We're all big fans of Michael Folks and Inside Sport Fishing, and you have a brand-new big project going on. Why don't you tell us about it?
We do, Pete. It's called The History of Sport Fishing, and it's probably the biggest project I've taken on since we started Inside Sport Fishing like 30 years ago, and it's a 9-part film series on the history of sport fishing.
Wow. So cool.
Yeah, it is. It's so cool. So over the years, people have been sending me old movies and stuff. I've got like tens of thousands of feet of historical film that dates back almost 100 years.
Wow.
San Clemente Island in the 1930s. Stuff like that. That's just amazing. And it's turning to dust. The problem is the celluloid in the film stock is drying out. And if we don't get this stuff digitized, it's going to turn to dust. It's going to be lost forever. So I finally decided to try to mount this project and see if we could get it rolling. And the response so far has been excellent. The first chapter one or episode one is going to be the birth of big game fishing, which takes place at Catalina right here in Southern California. And we are the world as it knows big game fishing today started right here in our backyard.
Yeah, it's the birthplace, right?
Absolutely. Historically traced, documented the whole deal. First kites, first tuna, first marlin, first broadbill on rods and reels were all caught right here. So that's the pilot episode. It's the birth of big game fishing. And then it's kind of going to be in the style of the Ken Burns series. I don't know if you guys have ever watched Ken Burns. He's done the Civil War. He's just a phenomenal documentarian. But his work is pretty much a history lesson. And what I'm going to do is basically combine the best of Ken Burns with the best of the surf films. You know, Riding Giants.
And, how cool.
It's like Bruce Brown stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, epic guy. So Michael, some of the footage that you shared with me and some of the pictures are phenomenal. I mean, it'll
really?
Just get any angler just going on this project here, and it's I can't even imagine. And that's just, I'm sure, just the tip of the iceberg, kind of the teasers that you were throwing out there with this history of sport fishing. So when are we going to start to see some of this?
Well, it's weird, Pete. You know, I talked to Shimano and AFCO and Pfeiffer and Bill Shedd both said, God, we love the project. You know, Bill was talking about his dad, Milt, and how he helped, you know, get sport fishing started in Gabelson Lucas in the 60s and started SeaWorld. And Dave, you know, is a fanatic historian.
Absolutely.
But both of them said it wasn't right for their companies. You know, they were saying it's just not demographics or matrix don't pan out that it would be something that Shimano as a company or AFCO as a company would want to invest in, if you would, or put any money into.
Gotcha.
So Donna down at Dana Wharf said, hey, why don't you try a GoFundMe campaign? And I said, what? She goes, GoFundMe. And I said, I had no idea what that was. So I'd been doing some research on it. And so we started a GoFundMe campaign with the sole intention of putting the word out that this is what we're trying to do. We've got tens of thousands of feet of film that need to be digitized. And so we're asking the industry, if you will, to contribute to getting this stuff digitized.
Well,
and
not only the industry, but also individual anglers that want to see this.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, no stake in the game. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, and some guys were calling me and saying, oh, God, you're looking for $250,000 and blah, 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 and my $20 or $50 isn't going to make any difference at all. And that's not true. Every single dollar that comes in means one more foot of footage that gets to be digitized.
That's cool.
That's rad, Michael. Yeah. I love it, man. Yeah. I can't wait to see it. And, I mean, like I said, there's so many of us out there that exactly as you said, if all of us threw 20 bucks in the hat, you'd have it in spades.
We'd be rolling, exactly. And 20 bucks isn't going to hurt anybody, but it does make a difference. So I just, that's the most important thing is the guys know that their donations are going towards, I'm not taking a dime out of this thing until we get 100% of the footage digitized. And the coolest thing is, Shimano did a really bitchin' press release for us last week. And from that press release, I'm getting phone calls from all over the country with people calling in and saying, oh, you know, I know Arthur Kovalevsky's family. And I've been working with them, and they've got some footage of Arthur Kovalevsky when he was, you know, getting off the boat at Rikers when he was 16 years old and you know, the beginning of the century.
Wow.
And, you know, and he didn't have a dime in his pocket, and the guy turns out to be the greatest reel maker of all time. So
wow.
I think we're going to continue to get more and more film in as this project develops. Some people over at BASS Hall of Fame are fired up about it and said, we got to get this in front of Johnny Morris because this is right up his alley. So the whole series is the birth of big game fishing, the birth of bass fishing, fly fishing, evolution of rods and reels, evolution of platforms, boats, motors, and then competition in saltwater, competition in freshwater. Women in sport fishing is going to be a whole series. And then the future of sport fishing and conservation. So we'll take the historical stuff. We'll pay tribute to it as we get the interviews going with the legends and then work into the contemporary guys like what you've done on the overnight, the three-quarter day trip, basically, I guess, Burger. I don't know what you're calling them now, all day. But
full, we're calling them full-day trips. But yeah, I see this being super powerful in the fight against the huge environmental movement.
Yes. You know,
we can show them, you know, how much history is involved here.
Culture.
Absolutely. A lot of people think, oh, it's just a couple guys down on the bank drinking beer, fishing.
A couple of rednecks out there.
Right. We can show them that it's so much more than that.
Indeed.
Oh, it's a part of the American fiber. You know, it's woven itself into our culture, but it you know, in recent years, it isn't what it used to be in terms of the popularity, I guess, in terms of the general population. But it is. It's such a critical component. Tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people have made their livings in this industry and in the sport. So we pay tribute to the sport. We give it homage, and then we talk about the evolution and how – what you're doing on your full day trips. I mean, you revolutionized a full day trip.
It's definitely changed. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
The guys that are running the Parkers, they're changing it too.
Absolutely.
You know, the long range guys, what Frank has done, the RSW system that was put into play. There's just so many things that we've done here in Southern California that have set precedent for the rest of the world that I just can't wait to tell this story.
Oh, that's cool, Michael.
It's a great story. So you have a website, right? Thehistoryofsportfishing.com?
Roger, exactly.
Yeah, thehistoryofsportfishing.com, all spelled out. And can you access the GoFundMe page at that website?
Yes, Pete, absolutely. Go to thehistoryofsportfishing.com. We got a little promo video up there that kind of explains what we're going to do, and then it takes you to the GoFundMe link, and just click on it and and do what you can, man, and every dollar is going to make a difference.
And also, too, you have a link to a YouTube channel where you can get some teaser footage there, right?
Yeah, it's a little. We haven't really set up the teaser footage yet. There's a little 2-minute promo we have. I guess there's some of the old footage in there that we kind of. It's basically, here's the project. Here's what we're trying to do. Please help.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome,
so
buddy.
thehistoryofsportfishing.com. Great project, Michael. We're in. We're behind you, and we're looking forward to having you in the studio to talk for a couple hours about this project and the history of sport fishing. You're quite the historian yourself. I know you have a phenomenal collection of antique tackle and stuff like that. So it's coming in April. Watch for Michael Folks here in the studio. In the meantime, go to his GoFundMe page. Check it out. Thehistoryofsportfishing.com. Michael Folks, Inside Sport Fishing. Thank you. Good luck with the project.
Thanks, Pete. And Ryan, let's go do Jig Chucker's Ball, too, okay?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate the call this morning.
Speaking of collection old tackles, holler at me with that collection of old 45s.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Ryan. Let's jump back into the phones. How about we talk to Mitch? He's calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Mitch? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Got a question for Ryan. Been on his boat a couple of times. Fantastic crew, great cook. Caught fish both times. When I get on the boat, I'll bring 3 poles. And sometimes people bring 6 or 7 poles. And when I get on the boat, I'm usually late in the line, and I have nowhere to put my pole. And a lot of times when people bring that many poles, they only end up using 1 or 2. Is there any way they can control that, or is it something that just more space?
Yeah, well, we have always found a place for people to put their rods. If you're one of the last few people to show up and the boat is sold out, it may be a little bit of a challenge, but just find a crew member, find myself. You can put your rods up with the boat rods up on the upper deck. You know, we've tied them to the railing on the upper deck before with strap. We'll find a place for your rod.
Talk to the crew.
Yeah, to the crew.
I was going to say, I've always thought almost the opposite about your boat. When you put that, you know, obviously it's a big boat, so there's, you know, all of the normal rod storage, you know, up and down both sides of the boat. But then when you put an additional rack up on top.
On the upper deck, we have a rack. Yeah, we just added a rack on the top of the wheelhouse last year. So there's room. It might not be the perfect spot that you want, but it's really hard for me to tell people, oh, you can only bring 2 or 3 rods, because, you know, I'm on the show telling people to be prepared for everything from red rock cod to bluefin tuna, and I'm a tackle guy myself.
Yeah.
I'm a fisherman. I'm a
junkie.
no doubt
about it.
Yeah, the amount of bass fishing rods and reels in my garage is gross, really. I have a lot of tackle, so I'm never going to tell a guy, keep it within reason. You don't need to bring 15 outfits, but, you know, 5, 6 rods, that's
not
no problem. Yeah, we'll
all
find
right.
a spot.
There you go, Mitch. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Speaking of that upper deck, that's one of my favorite things about riding your boat, too, is it is such a comfortable boat to be on while you're fishing.
People love
it. It's the best.
People sit up on the upper deck and just whale watch all day, especially right now. It's
good.
It's awesome.
It's so comfortable. The deck is big. The tackle storage is very ample. But then on top of all that, you can be outside and comfortable while you or Matt are sonaring around. You're not just either standing or huddled in the galley. I mean, you can do those things too if you want. But there's just the boat was just built. It's you couldn't put pen to paper and draw a better fishing platform for what you do.
It's a perfect design. Yeah, the guys at Dittmar Donaldson did a phenomenal job at designing those boats. Yeah.
And you just came out of maintenance period. Did you do a lot of stuff?
We did. We always do a lot of stuff. It seems like we did a lot of refastening. The boat was built with galvanized screws, mm-hmm. and so we're slowly over the years replacing those with silicon bronze screws. So
those are real cheap. Silicon bronze.
Bronze screws. We didn't do all that much cosmetics this year. We did paint the deck and we did the rails, but we rebuilt an engine, our starboard engine. We took it out of the boat, completely rebuilt it.
Wow.
Big projects. You have to. You're either going to pay for it in wintertime maintenance or you're going to pay for it in a mid-season breakdown, so, which is really expensive.
Yeah.
So you got to spend the money. You're going to spend it eventually. You might as well do it when you have the time.
Yes.
That's one thing I've learned from guys like Frank and Brian Guihara and my good friends like that is you have to spend. You have to go all in.
Yeah,
you guys know that. If you're going to be in sport fishing, you got to go all in or don't go in at all.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, let's go and jump back on those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about Tom and Temecula up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Morning, Ryan.
Morning,
Great
Tom.
Great boat. Been on it a number of times and just always a big fan of your boat. I'm also a big fan of fishing during the week when there are tends to be a little less people on the boat. And I've got a couple of buddies that are just now starting to get interested in sport fishing in the ocean. And I would think that the type of fishing you're doing now is probably a little more conducive to maybe beginners with the yo-yo fishing, you know, pretty much straight up and down. You don't have to deal with the bait. Also, rock cod fishing. So what's your take on that?
It is. It's a really good style of fishing right now to introduce beginners because we're not – if it gets to be 10:30, 11 in the morning and we haven't seen a school of yellowtail, we're going to put the sinkers on and catch rockfish to assure that everyone goes home with fish. You know, a lot of our summertime trips when it's, you know, tuna or bust or yellowtail or bust in the summer because that's why the people came out and there's – a really good shot of catching them, we may spend all day looking to get one shot late in the trip that makes our day, which happens a lot. But this time of year, early season, if we don't see yellowtail by 10:30 or 11, we'll put the sinkers on and go rock cod fishing. And to a lot of people, especially beginners, they just want to get a bite.
Yeah.
They don't care.
And cod fishing with the new modern tackle and Spectra lines and stuff like that, Power Pro, it's so much fun.
It is. It's a lot. My crew welcomes it after all the, you know, I don't want to sound spoiled, but after all the tuna fishing and great yellowtail fishing that's taken place over the last 5 or 6 years, I'll hear them talking to themselves. They want to catch rockfish.
You know?
That's cool.
And it's so good eating.
All of it.
Hey, so what's the perfect outfit for cod fishing?
Well, I like to have a dedicated rock cod outfit with, again, a Trinidad 20 can do it. You know, something like that, filled up with 65 or 80 pound Spectra. A boat length of mono, 75 feet. I like to have at least a boat length of mono just to provide shock absorption. Okay. When those reds are biting and active and they're climbing, they're like a school of piranha down there. They require some shock. Otherwise, they'll pull hooks just like a normal fish, you know, a game fish.
Yeah.
So, a 20 size reel filled up with 65 or 80 pound Power Pro to a boat length of mono and double dropper loop. A lot of the structure at the Coronado Islands is pretty deep. It's 250 to 400 foot of water. So if there's not much current, you can get away with an 8-ounce sinker. If there's a lot of current, we use 16-ounce sinkers a lot, 1 pound. So you want a rod that can handle that.
Yeah.
You want a 7-foot, you know, a yo-yo rod, basically. Mm-hmm. Can do it. Something that can handle a 12 or 16 ounce sinker.
Okay. Good tip. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Chuck on Long Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Chuck?
Good morning, guys. Actually, Ryan just kind of covered it. I was wondering if you still like the mono top shot on top of the Spectra. I guess my other question would be, what are the fees and things that go into the ticket, Ryan, that you guys have to pass on? Everyone sees the price. They don't realize kind of what makes up that whole cost.
That's a good question.
That's a very good question. And I've always been, like, completely honest with all of our customers about that because I know people have probably looked at our prices over the years and gone, wow, they've really gotten up there. And they have. It's $165 to get on the boat. To fish the Coronado Islands, you need a visa, which is $35.
$35 now.
$35 goes to a visa. You need a Mexican fishing license, which is $15. So that's $50 right there.
If you have a Mexican fishing license already,
then you don't need it.
You don't need it.
Right. If you have a one-year Mexican fishing license, then you will save, well, you won't have to buy the...
You save $15.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
So it'd be $150.
And so the rest of it, you know, goes to the boat. And then from that, 15% gets taken out for the landing for Seaforth Sport Fishing. They provide our slip, you know, our water, our power, docking. Another 15 goes to the Everingham Brothers Bait Company to provide live bait, which we couldn't operate without them. We're happy to pay them.
30% right off the
30%,
top.
And then another 7% goes to the city of San Diego
for us
to use their bay.
37% right off
37% right off the top after those license and fees come out. So the rest goes to the boat owner. The boat owner pays fuel, crew, maintenance. When it's all said and done, nobody's getting rich.
Nobody's getting rich in the fishing world.
Nobody's getting rich in fishing. So, yeah, there's a lot of fees. We wish it wasn't that way, but unfortunately that's the way it is, and it's been working out.
Yeah, and the good news is, Chuck, good question. Thanks a lot for the call. And the good news is we still get to fish the Coronado Islands.
Exactly.
And we're very happy to support the Mexican... Absolutely. Rules and regulations for that privilege of doing that, because that's what it is. It is a privilege.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
You said it best. There's lots of fees associated with all of which none of our opportunities would be there without. Like you said it with Everingham Brothers, I mean, sure, that's a lot of money, but our style of fishing flat out wouldn't exist without those guys.
I see so many people, you know, going out there and just taking the bait company for granted.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know, they've only fished in San Diego. They think, oh, I only got 80 scoops of bait today. They should have given me 120. Like, think about what you just said.
Exactly.
You said 80 scoops of live sardines. Like, in most places around the country, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
It's they
one scoop would be a big deal.
Right. They're the best in the world.
How about looking at those guys that every morning they have to go out and throw cast nets and hope that they can find it and catch it, and like half of the trip revolves around catching your bait, and then you've got a couple hours left to try and find something to feed that bait to.
Can you imagine trying to catch your own bait every day on the San Diego or the Pacific Queen? It would be impossible.
Yeah. I mean, we're so fortunate, thanks to the Everingham Brothers, to have that.
The guys driving those boats are the best fishermen in San Diego. They never miss, it seems like. If they don't catch fish, it's a huge, huge deal. If you or I go out on our boat and we don't catch fish, we're a little bummed.
That's a Wednesday.
Right, We're sad, and it's not awesome or anything, but we can make do. If the bait boats go out and miss, we all feel it.
There's no doubt. Thank God for that.
They're amazing.
Yeah, well said. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky two people are going fishing on board the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. We've got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco-tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winners of the two full-day trips going fishing on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, going to Ed in Mira Mesa and Bob in Lakeside. Guys, congratulations. Not a finer boat to be riding on,
yes,
to go fishing.
Indeed.
And stoked for you.
Yeah, you'll love it for sure. And Captain Ryan Bastian, the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Somebody wants to go fishing with you. What's up?
Call Seaforth. That's 619-224-3383. You can also book your trips online at both the boat's website, www.thesandiego.com, and seaforthlanding.com. You can do online booking. You can call down there, talk to the guys, but please, please make reservations, especially this time of year.
Yeah, this time of the year, it's important. Why?
We need to, the trip will get canceled if we don't have enough reservations.
Yeah.
So reservations are key. If we can get up 6, 7, 8 reservations, if we can get there and the weather looks good, we're going.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's why it's so important. And the other thing, too, I might add, is if you don't have tackle, if you don't think whether you're going bluefin tuna fishing or yellowtail fishing, they have great tackle there at Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Amazing rental tackle. They just upgraded it this year. It's the best in the business. It's all you need.
Yeah, and then also the tackle store there. They have a full service tackle store. You can buy whatever you need right there.
Yep. Second best tackle shop in San Diego.
Yeah, we knew that was coming, right?
They have everything you need right there on site.
Yeah, well, Ryan, keep up the great work.
Yeah,
and again,
that's great.
Thank you very much for all your generous donation of giving our listeners trips to give away, which he just brought me a new batch. So we'll have more for our listeners to go fishing on one of the finest operations in San Diego and in the world, actually, and that's Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Thanks a lot. And thanks to Brian for all he does inside the studio with us, and the one and only amazing Adam for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app and our archives and such like that. Adam is the man, and he does all of that for us there. Thank you, Adam, for that. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, the one and only Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will be here. That's going to be a great show, talking kayak fishing. And then next Sunday, yes, indeed, Bart Hall and Mike Lum will be here talking about the upcoming Fred Hall show, which has been moved to April 30th to May 3rd. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.